This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let me just read a few graphs because, you know, this is kind of a dramatic moment for the Bears. And this came to Dan and I today on our phones for immediate release. Tuesday, November 12th, 2024. The Chicago Bears today announced that offensive coordinator Shane Waldron has been relieved of his duties. Offensive passing game coordinator Thomas Brown has been promoted to OC. And here is a quote now from Matt Eberflus. Quote, after evaluating our entire operation, I decided that it is in the best interest of our team to move in a different direction with the leadership of our offense. The decision was well thought out, one that was conducted deliberately and respectfully, quote, close quote, said head coach Matt Eberflus. And he goes on to say, quote, I would like to thank Shane for his efforts and wish him the very best in moving forward, close quote. And then one more graph here. Thomas, quote, Thomas is a bright offensive mind who has experience calling plays with a collaborative mindset. I look forward to his leadership over our offense, our offensive coaching staff, and his plan for our players, close quote, said Matt Eberflus. So trying to say all the right things, trying to do it as deliberately as possible now. We do know that that was just out of respect to the man when some were impatient on this move being made. But Dan, the Bears just simply had no choice. I don't give them like a round of applause for doing this. This is what good NFL teams do. This was absolute essential competency for the organization.
It's what some good NFL teams do, and it's what some bad NFL teams do. But my first message starting out this evening, Mark, is welcome back, because here we are again. Crisisville, USA. All roads from Hallis Hall somehow lead in a circle. It's like a giant shamrock that puts you right back in Crisisville, USA. Intersection of dysfunction and desperation. We're right back here. We're here almost every year, sometimes multiple times per year, certainly a half dozen times every decade, and the Bears are right back in the middle of it. Welcome. How you enjoying your stay so far?
It's unbelievable. And I honestly, Dan, before the show, by the time I was like, oh, let me start listing offensive coordinators. And then I stopped because I didn't want to do that. I'm not in the mood to play off. I've played the offensive coordinator game so many times on the radio. And when I'm out with friends, we just start naming bad offensive coordinators from the past. This is a systematic issue. And that's one of the things I wrote down too, Dan. How did we get here? Yep. How did we get to this point? Is this all because Geno Smith got good when Shane Waldron was the offensive coordinator in Seattle? Who's doing, well, we know who's doing the vetting. who didn't realize this guy was going to be one of the worst communicators, seemingly, just from the evidence, Dan, that you and I have collected, and we can't even reveal all of the evidence that we've collected, that this guy was a bad communicator who frustrated players to the point where they felt that they had to be, and we're using words like transparent now, they had to be transparent, and they had to speak out against one of the most powerful coaches in the organization.
Chosen by another historically poor communicator, the head coach, Matt Eberflus. This tree has so many branches off it, Mark, that we could spend 14 hours tonight. I know you don't have that kind of time. I don't have that kind of time trying to figure out where do we start? Do we start with the Shane Waldron branch, the Matt Eberflus branch, the Thomas Brown branch, the Caleb Williams branch, the Ryan Poles branch? I mean, you're talking about, you know, when you're driving down the highway and your windshield gets hit with like a rock or something, and then your hope is that, like, just don't let this thing spider. Let's just hope that this is a small chip. Well, this thing's spidering right now, and it's spidering to a massive proportion now where it is not overreacting or overemphasizing things to say that there is a ton at stake for the future of the Chicago Bears over the next 8 weeks. There just is. You have a number one overall pick as your hand-selected franchise quarterback, and now you have a team that's in complete turmoil and needs to figure out a way to navigate it with what now appears to be definitively a lame duck head coach. I mean, barring some miraculous turnaround where the Bears win, you know, 7 of 8 and get themselves in the playoffs, I don't know how Matt Eberflus survives this. This is the third coordinator he has had to dismiss or watch walk out the door via a resignation, as was the case with Alan Williams, in the last 15 months. This is the eighth coach either fired or resigned since the start of the 2023 football season. Your team is not winning. You are not putting them in position to be successful on a regular basis. And now you can't get your coaching staff right again. I don't know how Matt survives this.
Yeah, no, it's you're right. And Dan, I don't think you're one to call for jobs. I have not been, because it's hard for all of us. We're human beings. I don't frivolously throw around the offensive coordinator's got to go, the head coach has got to go. But you know what? It's time. It is time, and it is time that the Bears do something in season beyond firing a coach or displacing a coach or demoting a coach. Good on them to do what they did, but they absolutely had to do it. They've never dismissed a coach in season, and if this is on principle, if this goes to some historic thing that has always been done by the Halluses and the McCaskies, I'm sorry, then it's really dumb. Then you are not operating as an NFL franchise in 2024 is supposed to operate. Let's talk a little bit more about what this specifically Thomas Brown being the offensive coordinator slash play caller. What will it mean? What difference will it make with him other than the symbolic changing of the guard? First of all, and I think that this is a good way to something to bring back here from this past Sunday, Dan, somebody asked Caleb Williams about the possibility. This is before Shane Waldron was fired. This is after the horrible game against the Patriots. What if there is a new offensive coordinator? How big of a difference could that make? And this was Caleb's answer after the game on Sunday.
Matt said that it is on the table. He's evaluating whether to make a change in offensive play caller. Do you think that's something you could adapt to midseason?
I mean, they're not going to reinvent the wheel. In a sense, you know, we're midseason, you know, that's not a decision for me. I have to do what Coach says. I have to do with whatever decision he makes, and I have to be fine with it. Will I be able to adapt? Yes, I will. We will be able to adapt whatever Coach make decision he makes. And then, you know, from there, we have to go out there and execute and win games.
You know, I probably should have just stopped the audio at you're not going to reinvent the wheel, Dan, because that's the fact, right? I mean, they have been working on this offense since you and I started covering OTAs well before this training camp even started. This offense was installed. There's not a lot you can do other than calling better plays within the schemes of this offense.
There's no question. I mean, you cannot in November, with 8 games to play, introduce an entirely new system. So what is going to be new about Thomas Brown? Let's start here understanding that this is a Band-Aid on a massive wound right now. And that's all you can do right now is try to bandage this thing up and keep it together as much as possible.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.